Hey, Women of Strength, if you have been with us for a little while, you know how much we believe in having a solid prenatal supplement routine. Needed's Complete Plan has all the things you need in an amazing four-part bundle. This bundle can help you and your baby's optimal micronutrient, microbiome, and protein needs. Get up to 40% off with code VBAC and visit thisisneeded.com, type in code VBAC, again that is VBAC, to get an extra 20% off your first order of a subscription, which is up to 40% off select plans. Want one less decision to make in postpartum? Coterie is like the autopilot button for diapers. They're hypoallergenic, ultra-absorbent, and made without any of the junk. We love Coterie because clean ingredients on your baby's most sensitive parts is super important. Best part? You can text them when you need to size up or delay your next box. Postpartum is wild. Coterie just makes it feel a little lighter. You can use our exclusive code VBAC20, that is VBAC20, at checkout to make postpartum a little easier with an extra 20% off your order.
Hey, everybody, it's Megan with the VBAC link, and I am so excited, so excited to have co-founder Julie from Needed today. She is a mama of three, a trained nutritionist, and she studied the issue of nutritional access in college and received her master's in business from Stanford, where she met her Needed co-founder, Ryan. They dug into the research and realized that 97% of women take a prenatal, yet 95% of those who take are nutrient deficient. That is insane, you guys. Most prenatal vitamins just were not cutting it. So Julie and Ryan started Needed to create a new higher standard for perinatal health. Working alongside with a collective of more than 6,000 perinatal nutritional health experts, together they are redesigning the products, educational, and experience women need. Today we are talking about so many things from one, why are we depleted and what does that look like? Because there's so many things that we may be experiencing that we've been told are quote unquote normal when we're pregnant or when we just had a baby, and they may not be as normal. It may actually be a sign of depletion. We also talk about some more of the products that Needed offers and dive more into the actual like names and dosages that are really, really good to have. So you guys, we're going to get to the intro really fast, and then we're going to skip a review today because I want to give Julie all the time to answer a whole list of questions that I have. So as always, enjoy, and know that if you have any questions about this episode, you can reach out to us at info@thevbacklink.com, or you can check out thisisneeded.com and scour through all of the amazing things that they have.
Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast. I am a VBAC after 2 C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional.
Hello, everybody. We have our friend Julie, like I said in the intro, on today, and I'm so excited to dive into Needed, and not just Needed, but like more detail as far as like why, you know, you hear us say that 95% of women are nutritionally depleted. I want to talk about that and dive in, and we're gonna get into the nitty gritty here, and I'm so excited to have Julie on with us. So
thank you.
Yes, welcome. And yeah, let's just kind of start with the introduction. I mean, we talk about Needed daily with our community, and so I know people hear about it, but let's kind of share a little bit more about why you built Needed and more about you too.
Yeah, well, Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back on the podcast. So I'm Julie Sawaya. I am the co-founder and co-CEO of Needed. I started Needed with my co-founder, Ryan, gosh, about 8 years ago now. And we started the company really out of our own discovery of how nutrient deficient the two of us were. And it was shocking to us to realize that because we're both trained nutritionists and are the like uber health nutrition nerds out of our friend group. At the time, we tested our nutrient levels and realized that we had not just like one or two, but a huge swath of nutrient deficiencies. For me, it was almost every single nutrient on the panel that I tested was in a state of severe deficiency. And it was so surprising to us that we actually dug in and basically when we were in business school and spent the second year of our business school understanding women's nutrition and basically pouring over the clinical research and forming relationships with women's health practitioners that test women's nutrient and hormone levels every single day. And they shared with us what they were seeing in their practices, which was very consistent with the clinical research that upwards of 90-95% of women are deficient in key nutrients. And I think the shocking thing about this stage of life that we both focus on, fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum, is that is true. Those deficiency rates are true despite women taking a prenatal vitamin. So it's not just that women need prenatals. It's that the prenatal vitamins that are available on the market are not meeting women's needs. We can unpack why that is. There's a lot of reasons, from a lack of investment in research around women's health, the RDA levels, which are basically the recommended amounts of daily nutrient intake for pregnancy and breastfeeding. There are RDAs that are specific to men, to women, to children, and to pregnancy and lactation. The pregnancy and lactation RDAs are based on nutrition studies. Basically, I think it's somewhere north of 80%, 83% to be exact, of the studies that were selected as the basis for the pregnancy and lactation RDAs don't even have pregnant and lactating women in the studies. It's very difficult to do research around women's health. Our bodies are more complicated than men's bodies, and that's especially true in pregnancy and in a time like breastfeeding. So women are left out of those studies oftentimes. And it's very difficult to build products that are designed to support women's bodies if we don't even know what their nutrient needs are. So a lot of issues there to unpack. Needed is really focused on solving women's nutrient needs from a product perspective, from a clinical research perspective, and from an education perspective. And whether you ever try our products or not, we make it a priority to make free education and to invest in women's health research that contributes to the broader understanding of what women need nutritionally. And that's pretty agnostic to our products. And, you know, you can learn a lot more about Needed and some of those educational resources that we offer for free. I'm sure you'll include a link in the show notes, but I always like to mention that because I think it's really core to our mission and why we partner with women's health practitioners like yourself is to get the word out there to make women more aware of this problem of depletion. That's really at the core of it. That's the mission of the company.
Yeah. And I love it so much because like you were saying, like even those out there testing the hormones and offering nutrition, there's still a lack even out there because they're suggesting these products. Like my own provider suggested a product and, you know, I did a lot more research after learning about Needed and realized like, oh, this is skimming the surface. Then when I brought my Needed products in and she looked, she was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, and I was like, we just don't take the time. And then something also she pointed out that, and at this point I'm not pregnant or lactating, but I'm still in like mid-30s. My hormones are all over the, changing all over the place. And she was like, a lot of these labs, they're kind of based off of people who are older too, like older women. So not even in your specific category, let alone pregnancy and lactating, which we know is so different. So yeah, it's so frustrating actually to me that we are so deficient and there is such a need and there's not a lot of education being taught. It's just like, oh, go to this, but this is the bare minimum. Yeah. And so that's what we love about Needed.
Yeah. And one of, I mean, the most common recommendation, you know, the vast majority of women in the US see an OB during their pregnancy. It's in the 85 to 90% range. And, you know, I come from a family of medical doctors. I have huge respect for MDs, mm-hmm. but most OBGYNs are not trained. They don't receive much nutrition education, if any, in medical school. It's not an emphasis of the medical curriculum. The mm-hmm. system was sort of designed in a perfect sense. MDs and registered dietitians were kind of like the fields came up alongside one another, and they were intended to be practiced alongside one another in a collaborative mm-hmm. way. But that's not happening. Most women in the US don't have access to a registered dietitian or a nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor or a functional mm-hmm. medicine doctor that's running comprehensive nutrition panels and taking into account what they're eating and their kind of dietary mm-hmm. and lifestyle factors. And the average prenatal care appointment in the US is, you know, somewhere between, there's differing findings, but somewhere between 7 and 15 minutes long. It's just not enough time to get your nutrition questions answered. And that is one of the reasons why we offer this education and why we love to partner with women's health practitioners and advocates to get the word out there about what women need, because there's a huge lack. And in the absence of it, women turn to social media, they turn to Google, and we want to make sure that the information that they're receiving is credible when they do search for it.
Absolutely. So as a doula, I have tried to bring more awareness to protein and nutrients and really helping our clients. You know, we have a lot of people who are nauseous during pregnancy or maybe iron deficient and all these things, and trying to bring awareness there. And I asked one of our clients the other day, like, hey, we've just met you later in pregnancy, like in all of your visits, out of curiosity, how many visits have you dialed into nutrition in general? And she was like, well, they told me not to eat sandwich meat and sushi. Mm. And then that was about it. And I was like, what? Yeah. But that is second week of pregnancy.
It's extremely common. And once you understand the importance of nutrition and that it's not just an afterthought, it's not a nice to have, it's really the foundation of a healthy pregnancy. And for those mm-hmm. listening who are hoping for a VBAC, like staying low risk in pregnancy mm-hmm. is very tied to nutritional status. I won't say it's the only factor. It's not. You know, there's a lot of factors at play, but I think that's why midwifery tends to have a stronger emphasis on nutrition than mm-hmm. obstetrics, because midwifery is, you know, a low risk pregnancy care model. It's focused on how do you keep women low risk throughout their pregnancy. Yeah. And you know, one of the main tools to keep women low risk is proper nutrition. So
yep.
It's mind-boggling once you realize the importance of nutrition. It's so important. And I think I'm so glad you're talking a bit about your experience no longer being in the perinatal stage, because a lot of women think that a prenatal vitamin is for the baby. And in some ways that is true, but our bodies have evolved very smartly to prioritize the nutrient requirements of a developing fetus. Oh. At the expense of your own body.
Yeah.
Your own physiology to a huge extent. So an example is, if you're not consuming enough calcium, your body will pull calcium from your own bones and your teeth to give to the developing baby in that second trimester when their skeletal system is forming. In the case of a nutrient like omega-3, your body will pull literally from the maternal brain the omega-3 stores to build baby's brain. It's very smart and prioritizes kind of the next generation in a way that's very helpful for evolution. But I think we are doing a disservice to women by underemphasizing how much the prenatal vitamin is for them. Because if you start out pregnancy with some depletion, mm-hmm. that depletion is going to worsen as your blood volume expands, as your body mass increases, the nutrient requirements in pregnancy are significant. And then birth is a major kind of endurance event for many, you know, for everyone.
Yeah.
Irrespective of how you give birth, there is a healing process involved after that. And many women mm-hmm. choose to breastfeed thereafter. It's a hugely nutrient intensive time in a woman's life, the most nutrient intensive time in a woman's life. And if you're not supplementing properly and nourishing your body properly, that depletion can carry on for decades and can see you into that next transition in a woman's life through perimenopause and menopause, which is another hormonal shift, not unlike the hormonal shifts that your body goes through in the postpartum time period.
Yeah. And it's so deep, like the healing itself, like not only mentally, but physically, like even the tissues, like perineal tissues and all of that, like they need nutrients to thrive, really, you know? So what does nutrient depletion look like? Are there signs and are there symptoms? Because I think we might all maybe need to tune into that a little bit and be like, oh, maybe I need to rethink what I'm doing.
Yep. Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that because, you know, I think it's not everyone has access to nutrient testing. And even when you hear something like 95% of women, like you can assume that might include you, but if you don't know what the signs of depletion are, I think a lot of our culture has sort of made it a norm that this is how you are going to feel when you are a mom or you are going through pregnancy or you're postpartum. So some of those signs of depletion can include poor sleep quality, hair thinning. You know, it's normal. And we're careful about the way we explain this because there is a normal physiological response postpartum to hair loss that comes with the hormonal fluctuations of that postpartum time period. But excessive hair loss or hair thinning can be a sign of depletion. Headaches can be a sign of depletion. Low energy or excessive fatigue. Constipation, believe it or not, can be a side effect of depletion. Mood changes, brittle nails, skin kind of issues, dryness or discomfort. So there's a lot of them, a lot of signs. And again, I think there is some physiology that is normal. And then there is a compounding of normal physiology that comes with nutrient depletion. You don't have to feel like so run down, so depleted. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of our emphasis is like helping you to feel like you again postpartum. There are ways in which, in beautiful ways, you know, I think we are each moms to three kids, and I wouldn't change anything about my life now as compared to before kids, like nothing. But your body will change through having children. And, you know, I think in my case, at least, like I think all of the changes are so well worth it to have those little ones here.
Yes. But,
you know, it's normal to want to feel like, I want to feel like I don't need a nap every day. I want to feel like, you know, I can breastfeed and work and not have brain fog. And so those are some of the things that we are really keenly focused. Those are some of the unmet needs that Needed is really keenly focused on addressing through our prenatal vitamin, but also the lineup of products that we offer. We really think about designing products in a system so that the products can be safely taken alongside one another. We have baseline nutritional support, which includes our prenatal vitamin. We also have a women's multi for those who are no longer in the perinatal stage. And then on top of that baseline support, we offer targeted nutrient support for things like sleep, stress, cognitive function, hydration. We have a collagen product that's great for helping you to meet your overall protein needs and especially the amino acids that are often lacking from women's diets. And so really, you know, we're trying to address nutritional depletion in a really comprehensive
way. And like all the packages, all the essentials, like it's just so easy to like, okay, this and this, they all go together. It's great. And then for me, it's such a like satisfying feeling to be like, check.
Yep.
I know that I've helped my body today. You know, now I can go to the gym or keep going on my hydration. And
I forgot to mention I'm drinking our immune support over here. That product is one of my favorites for those of us with kids who are in school and bringing home all sorts of childhood viruses, especially if you have a little one at home. You know, we really think about designing products that fully support women's needs in and around this stage of life, you know, fertility through new, like kind of young children, motherhood. And you can't keep yourself healthy and your baby healthy if you're not also thinking about the older kiddos. So,
my kids really love it too. Like it's super good.
Awesome.
We've made it in popsicles before.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, my 2.5-year-old daughter asks for it by name every day. She's obsessed. It's a hit for sure with kids.
It really is. And I truly believe that it has helped our family completely. Like, it really, really has. And it's just so easy. And I love it.
Not all prenatals are created equally, which is why we recommend Needed. Needed's prenatal was formulated by testing thousands of women's nutrient levels to know what was really needed to thrive. The prenatal includes 24, yes, you heard that correctly, 24 vitamins and minerals that both mamas and babies need. Their complete plan also includes omega-3s, pre- and probiotics, and last but not least, collagen protein, which we know most women are not meeting their daily collagen needs, so that's pretty awesome that the collagen protein is included in this incredible bundle. Thrive and not just survive with this amazing plan, and get it today with code VBAC at thisisneeded.com. Again, that is thisisneeded.com, and use code VBAC to get up to 40% off select plans with code VBAC. Let's take a moment to talk about Coterie wipes, because they're just as amazing as their diapers. These wipes are made from 100% plant-based fibers and are up to 30% larger than most other brands, making them perfect for even the messiest of situations. They're also hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested, so they're safe for newborns and even eczema-prone skin. One of our team members shared that these wipes have been a game changer, gentle enough for delicate skin, but durable enough to get the job done with fewer wipes. They've even earned the National Eczema Association's Seal of Acceptance. You guys, you can pair these with Coterie diapers for a high-performance diaper duo. And do not forget, you can get 20% off with code VBAC20 of your first order of $40 or more. Add a pack of these incredible wipes to your order to see the difference.
Okay, so now we kind of talked about different products that Needed has made, but what should women look for in the prenatal vitamins, like vitamin specific, so yeah, they can realize if their prenatal isn't cutting it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll answer it specific to the prenatal, but a lot of what I share is true of women's multivitamins as well. So if you are in that stage after or before,
like me.
Yeah, or maybe we're catching you a little bit before. And if so, kudos to you for learning all about VBAC and your options during the birthing experience. I wish that I had known more about that, mm-hmm, prior to beginning my fertility journey. So key things to look for in a prenatal vitamin, we try to break it down as simply as possible. It is complex, but we'll try to explain it in a way that's easy to understand. Yeah. So one of the most important things when it comes to the nutrients in a prenatal vitamin is the forms of the nutrients that are being utilized. There are some forms that are the active form that your body is readily able to put to work. They tend to be the forms that are found in nature. An example of that would be methylated folate, which is the form of folate that is circulating in upwards of 96% of the folate in your body is in the form of methylfolate. That is contrasted to the man-made form of folate, folic acid, which is much more common to see in a prenatal vitamin. Mm-hmm. There's really strong research supporting that methylfolate is as well absorbed, if not better absorbed, than folic acid. It raises maternal serum folate status in a similar way without any of the negative potential impacts of folic acid, like unmetabolized folic acid in the bloodstream or in the placenta. And for those women who do have MTHFR, have difficulty utilizing folic acid, methylfolate is the preferred form. So we utilize it because it's safe for everyone. And for those who are impacted by MTHFR, which, is upwards of 40% of women, it is the form that's preferred. So yeah, Forms really matter. I think important thing to know about forms is that oftentimes especially in the case of a mineral or a vitamin, like choline is considered a, kind of vitamin or vitamin-like, but it molecularly kind of resembles a mineral in that it is bulky. So the better forms of minerals, like the magnesium glycinate that we utilize, it's a mineral bound to glycine, it's better absorbed. But the better absorbed forms of some of those minerals tend to be bulky. So what I mean by bulky is like you can't fit them in a one or two a day pill.
Yeah.
Fit them into like one or two gummy vitamins. So a lot of the prenatals on the market are one or two a days or gummy vitamins. And so in order to formulate those products, oftentimes the manufacturers are leaving nutrients out entirely, or they're utilizing a form that's not very well absorbed. And that brings me to the second point. So we talked about nutrient forms to look for. The second thing that we really emphasize looking for is nutrient amounts or dosages. So it is not enough to have a vitamin or mineral on the supplement facts panel. Like if you take a look at your prenatal vitamin, you might see that it includes magnesium or it includes choline or it includes calcium. But I would recommend looking a level deeper as to what
amount
of that nutrient there is.
Yeah.
It's really common to see a trace amount of a nutrient that is orders of magnitude lower than what's actually required for optimal perinatal health. So
yeah, in the case like of, dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah.
When so, I did my supermarket sweep is what I call it.
I love
it
that.
It was dramatic. I had my needed and I went and I just like, not to name brands or anything, but looked at each of the ones on the, you know, shelf. And I was like, what?
And it's really for two reasons. One is because of the bulk of some of those. Like if you're going to include the right nutrient form and the right amount of that nutrient form, it's a lot more than what's going to fit in one or two pills a day. And so you have likely heard about the needed prenatals if you've been listening for any amount of time to this podcast. We have three forms of our prenatal currently. We have an 8-capsule prenatal. 8 capsules sounds like a lot. A lot of women will break up the dosage throughout the day, but that's what it takes to get the optimal amounts and the right nutrient forms into a prenatal. That 8-capsule has a powdered alternative. So you can take 8 capsules or you can take 2 scoops of the powder, which mixes into smoothies or oatmeal. It's a popular choice for those that struggle with pills. And then we also like we live in a real world. We know that, you know, despite best intentions, some women just can't do 8 capsules or 2 scoops of powder a day. So we do offer a prenatal multi, what we call our essentials, which is 3 capsules. I personally took our essentials in my first trimester with my 2 most recent pregnancies because I just couldn't do more. And it's a really comprehensive prenatal vitamin. It has the same exact nutrient forms as what's in the multi-capsules and powder, 3 fewer nutrients. So we leave out 3 nutrients, you know, 3 that are more easy to get in the diet or that are slightly less important in that first trimester. We include the same amount of folate as in the standard prenatal vitamins because you don't want to skimp out on the amount of folate that you're consuming, especially if it's in the first trimester. But we do pare down the dosages in the prenatal multi-essentials versus the 8-caps. So an example would be choline. Our prenatal multi-capsules have 400 milligrams of choline. So does the powder. The essentials currently has 150 milligrams of choline. So it's still a really good amount. It's still about 3 times what's in a standard prenatal vitamin.
Yeah.
But to get you all the way to 400 milligrams, which is just below the RDA for pregnancy, you really need more pills or more bulk in the form of powder to get all the way there.
You know, that makes sense because I have had people be like, oh my gosh, I love it, but that is a lot of capsules. And I'm like, yeah, that it is, but it totally makes sense. And you're like, it's more bulk. Like you have to spread it out to get it all in.
And we try to be thoughtful about, you know, I think our customer service is awesome about helping customers get kind of taper their way up to 8 capsules, but there are some people who are just not going to be able to take 8 capsules a day, and we recognize it. That's why we made the prenatal multi-essentials. We also offer a separate choline product that you can take in addition to the needed prenatal multi-essentials, or if you take a different prenatal and you are loving your prenatal, but it doesn't have choline or it doesn't have enough choline, you can take the choline from needed as an add-on on top of that. And if you really don't want to do either of those things, you know, try to eat a few eggs every day. Make sure you eat the yolk. That is where all of the choline is. It's not in the whites. So we do, you know, really try to, that's part of the educational emphasis. We really try to give women options. And It's not to say that the prenatal you're taking, like that you're failing yourself or your baby if you're not taking the needed prenatal. Like, that's not the message. It's really, here's the available information and here are some options of how you can up level, either take a different prenatal or you can supplement your prenatal through food or through supplements to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. Cause I think it's really like, it's really confusing. And I think when women learn this, it's also really disappointing because you think, I'm taking a prenatal vitamin and it looks like it has 20 nutrients on it, or maybe it has 10, but like, it's an insurance policy for me and my baby. And the reality is it's oftentimes meeting just your bare minimum needs, not setting you up for optimal well-being. And when women realize that, I think they are often motivated to try something different. But, you know, I think it's really important to us as a company that if that's you and you've been in that position, that you don't feel shame or like you should have done differently for you or your baby or your past, you know, your older children, if you took a different prenatal when you were pregnant with them. That is not the message coming from Needed. It's really, how do we help you to just make the best, you know, best choices with you, you know, with what's available to you today and get in the most amount of nutrition you can through either your supplements or through your food.
Absolutely.
And the third thing I want to emphasize when it comes to a prenatal, there's more, but I think a really important part of it is third-party testing. At Needed, we test every single ingredient and finished product for potency and purity at an accredited lab. And we rigorously vet every single ingredient in the product, the form, the dose, the supplier, with our team of perinatal nutrition experts. So we are really thorough. For those listening, if you're familiar with California's Prop 65 limits, we are well below those Prop 65 limits, which California is the strictest state from a heavy metals perspective, and we are well below those levels. You know, I think it's great that those thresholds exist, but we want to do even better than that because of the stage of life that we're focused on. And, you know, I think it's helpful to understand that, like, there are, if you're trying to get all of your nutrition from food, you are going to have, all of our food has, anything grown in the soil has heavy metals in it. And we are always sourcing ingredients that are very, very safe from a heavy metals and other contaminants perspective. Even if that means we can't source that ingredient from the ground and it needs to be grown in a controlled lab environment, we will make that choice in order to make sure that it is fully safe for moms and babies.
Yeah. And that's something I never even thought about ever when I was pregnant. And going back to what you were saying, like, it's not like we're shaming anyone or saying like, stop, you know, it always to me connects with like providers, right? Like we're with it. We choose our provider, all is well. And then we might find a better option somewhere, or we might decide to choose the location of where we're birthing and it's always okay to switch it up. Or like you said, supplement, like maybe we're going to hire a doula. Maybe we're going to get choline, you know, like we're just adding and doing what we need and shifting where we need to hopefully maximize our experience and what we're giving back to our bodies and our baby. So I don't know if this totally goes in line, but I want to talk about the IRB study results. Yeah. What is IRB? And then two, like, what are the study results? What do they mean for women who are trying to conceive, pregnant, postpartum, or even like me, where I'm done having kids?
Yeah. So our study that we just recently published a teaser on with full, you know, peer reviewed journal inclusion to follow, which we're really excited about, really was a baseline study that had two primary focuses. Oftentimes when you see a brand do a clinical study, it is looking at their product in a way to make a marketing claim off of it. And it's really not contributing to the overall understanding of women's health. It was really important to us when designing a study that we did so in a way that could contribute to the broader understanding of perinatal nutrition status in the US today, as it stands today, and then looked at how does that nutrient status for women taking a standard prenatal vitamin compare to women taking Needed. You know, we talked about this at the outset. Ryan and I started by diving into the clinical research, and there is a lot of available research that backs up over 630 research studies that back up our prenatal vitamin and the overall problem that we're solving around this nutritional depletion in and around the perinatal stage. But a lot of those studies are looking at one nutrient at a time. It's very disaggregated. We wrote a white paper that synthesizes those 630 studies, but it was important to us to design a study that is in one place looking at multiple nutrient biomarkers across the same subset of women. And so the study basically looks at, it was 230, a little over 230 women who are pregnant in the US between their mid to late second trimester and their third trimester of pregnancy. So we standardized for the stage of pregnancy. And it was a study that drew from seven metropolitan areas throughout the US that is, you know, racially, socioeconomically diverse and representative of the US population overall. What we found is that the women who are in the standard prenatal vitamin group, and by that we mean a folic acid containing prenatal vitamin, were significantly more likely than women taking needed to be nutrient deficient. And 95% of those women have nutrient deficiencies. I think it was 94, 95. So basically backs up
what you've found.
But the rest of the research in and around this stage of life shows that the vast majority of women are deficient despite taking a prenatal vitamin. And then for several of the key nutrients, we found that only the needed group of pregnant women reached nutrient sufficiency status for the key nutrient, which is really, I mean, I think frankly, it's concerning, but the mission at Needed really is, this is, you know, our ultimate goal is not to sell more needed prenatal vitamins. It is to change the standard of care in pregnancy. We would love a world in which every prenatal vitamin on the market matches the needed standard for nutrient dosages and forms. So part of the study's intent was really to educate more broadly.
Other brands. And,
yes, exactly. to help shine a light on this state of depletion and what it takes to get women into sufficient ranges. I think especially for certain nutrients like vitamin D, people are sometimes really surprised when they see the amount of vitamin D in our prenatal vitamin. We use 4,000 international units, which is the unit of measurement for vitamin D. The standard dosage in a prenatal is 400 to 800 international units, which is an order of magnitude difference. So if you are looking at needed versus a standard prenatal, you might be like, wow, is that too much? And I think what the study shows is that no, it's actually the amount of vitamin D that's required to get women into a sufficient state of nutrition.
Yeah. Well, and you put other nutrients to complement vitamin D, like K2 and all these, like, and that's another thing that I found with my supermarket sweep, that there might be decent levels over here, but there are other nutrients that help this one absorb into the body or that, you know, partner really nicely, but that's either not there or has that really bare minimum number.
And I think that's why it's so important to look holistically at nutrient status for the different nutrients that's in a prenatal versus doing it in an isolated way. And without getting into too many specifics, you know, the double-blind placebo-controlled study is really the gold standard. It's viewed as the gold standard in clinical research. But in this time period of pregnancy, it is very difficult and limiting to do double-blind placebo-controlled study. And there's so much that can be learned from observational studies like the study that Nita just published an excerpt for, really to help establish, because in a double-blind placebo-controlled, like in a perfect world, from a research perspective, you'd look at only one nutrient at a time, you know, and control for everything else. But that's not the reality that women are living in. They're not taking just one nutrient. They're taking, you know, in the case of Nita, 26 vitamins and minerals in the prenatal vitamin. And we need to know what does their nutrient status look like, you know, for the non-needed group at large. And then how does that compare kind of to someone who's taking a more comprehensive practitioner grade prenatal?
Yeah. Oh, well, so cool that you guys did that. So, so cool. Is there a link for that that we can include in the show notes?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure you will include it. But the easiest way to find information about that study is thisisneeded.com/thrive. And there's more information on that page too about nutrient depletion and why women are so depleted. Mm-hmm. I think it's a reasonable question to ask, like, hey, is this a new problem? Like my grandmother didn't take a prenatal vitamin and like, we, you know, my mom turned out fine. We all turned out fine. Like, why do I need a prenatal now? And so we unpack some of that. Like, you know, we live in a different world than our grandparents lived in. Our soil is nutritionally more depleted because of monoculture crops. You know, we are exposed to more environmental toxins than is ideal, which raises your baseline nutrient requirements because your body is working to detoxify the toxins that are all around us. So there's many reasons for it. We're also not eating nose to tail, most of us. You know, we're eating foods that are more convenient processed. Or even if you are like Ryan and I were, this is why it was so surprising to us when we realized how nutrient deficient we were, because we were like shopping at the farmer's market and preparing our own foods and really trying to do the right whole things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is a challenge. It is a challenge, even despite best intentions. Mm-hmm. We always say that like, we never set out to create a supplement company, but the unfortunate reality is that supplements are needed in the current kind of day and age that we live in.
Yeah, I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine. She just recently turned 40. You know, I'm going that direction, which is still a spring chicken, FYI, everybody. Yep. But we were talking about that because we kind of joined the journey of getting our hormones tested and doing those things together. And because we were doing it together, we really like looked at everyone's labs and then what, you know, their doctor was saying versus my doctor and all these things. And she was like, this is just ridiculous, because she mentioned that like my mom, my grandma, they didn't have to do that. And I was like, we live in such a different day of age. Like it is dramatic, the difference of things that are impacting us. And so we can't just completely shove it aside anymore, even though it'd be nice. And I wish that our soil was different and our food and all those things, but it's not. So what can women do before, during, and after pregnancy to feel their best? Like what other suggestions would you give, or maybe even like what top products? Because there's a lot, right? What things would you say hone in on this if you're going to hone in on anything?
Yeah. So I would say beyond a really comprehensive multivitamin mineral blend, like the needed prenatal or our women's multi, many women, most women are deficient in omega-3. We don't include omega-3. A lot of prenatals and multivitamins on the market include omega-3 in them. It's pretty well established that it's very beneficial to pregnancy, to the developing baby, to the baby's brain postpartum. If you're breastfeeding, you should keep taking omega-3. But the problem is when you add it to a prenatal vitamin with vitamins and minerals, it can cause the omega-3 to oxidize, causing inflammation. We want omega-3 to kind of reduce inflammation in the body, not increase inflammation. But if it oxidizes, it will increase inflammation. So net negative for you, not net positive. So that is why it needed, we include omega-3 separately. So I would say omega-3 is a really important one, a really important complement to a prenatal vitamin. And then, you know, some of my kind of go-tos other than I've got an 8-month-old, so in postpartum breastfeeding. Some of my other favorites are, we talked a little bit about this, but the collagen protein for me is a must. I have it every day. I love our cognitive support product, which is a really, I think one of the unique things about the cognitive support is that there's other like, and quite a few focus related products on the market that are really delivering like an immediate kind of like an energy boost or like ability to like zone in on and be productive for a day. Our cognitive support is a gentle formulation that is, it gives you a short-term benefit, but also a longer-term one. And it's breastfeeding safe. It really was designed out of the initial insight behind the product came from my co-founder's return to work after her first postpartum experience, when she found that she was, as many women do, struggling with brain fog while breastfeeding and the transition back to work, which for many women is well before what is physiologically optimal.
So and overwhelming.
Totally overwhelming. And women just in general, we are context shifting all the time. Like you might be recording a podcast and then you get a text message from your kid's school being like, so-and-so sick, like come pick them up. That's just the norm for women. And especially in the modern lives that we lead, it is overwhelming, overstimulating. So I find the cognitive support to be a really awesome way to just like gently support focus and attention. And it's got some really great, you know, nutrients in it that are also supportive of kind of like cortisol levels. So some things that support stress are also in the cognitive support product. And then, you know, I would say also really, like we talked about, the hydration support's great. Everything that we make is designed to be safe in the fertility, pregnancy, postpartum stage, as well as the stage of women's health after postpartum, because we really view it as like you are postpartum forever, or at least for, you know, the 5 to 10 years after your youngest child is born. It can take a long time to get back up to nutrient repletion after pregnancies, mm-hmm. especially for those of us who have had multiple kids, especially for those of us, you know, I'm in my mid to late 30s. And for those of us who are having our child starting or completing our families in our 30s or 40s, that time period between pregnancy and perimenopause is actually not very long. So, you know, it's really important to make sure that you stay consistent with your supplements. The last product that I would mention is our pre and probiotic is an incredible health product. I take it every single day. It not only has strains in it that are supportive of the gut and vaginal microbiome during pregnancy and for general women's health, but also supportive of breastfeeding. So you continue to kind of confer the baby's microbiome through breastfeeding, breast milk. And so I love that our pre-probiotic includes strains that are mm-hmm. targeted to babies' developing microbiome as well.
Yeah. And Drew, I'm just going to throw like birth, if we have a whole bunch of, say we're GBS and we've got a lot of antibiotics or something like that, having that so loaded pre-like birth is so beneficial for you and baby. And then I'd love to add one of my favorites is the sleep and relaxation. So for me, sleep, I have an overthinking brain. I lay down and my thoughts are like spinning, right? And I'm like a bird or a dog chasing a bird. They're like all over the place. And I truly believe, and what I have found through my own labs watching those, is when I get lack of sleep and I'm not, like, my cortisol is way up here, I tend to do worse even that next day eating. It sounds weird, but like my nutrition is off, or my hormones have slipped and my brain fog, you know, all those things. And so I think the sleep and relaxation is so wonderful to use. And I have felt such a great, I can just feel, I don't know how to, I feel like I sleep better and I wake up feeling rejuvenated and not so chaotic in my brain.
I'm so glad to hear that. No, I think that's I'm really glad you mentioned that product, because sleep is so, it is so important to how you feel. And mm-hmm. it is such a kind of virtuous or non-virtuous cycle. If you're overly tired, it's, you know, it's difficult to make more thoughtful kind of decisions the next day. And, you know, many of us don't have the luxury of like napping or sleeping in when you're a parent, and that tired but wired sentiment is very consistent when we survey women in both the perinatal stage. You know, a lot of women experience insomnia in the second trimester, but mm-hmm. it's true well after that time period.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, there's so many things, right? You talked about that earlier, like the factors of not just nutrition, but sleep really, really complements a lot of what we're doing and helps us not be so depleted. Okay, so let's see, wrapping up, you know, what can partners do to support their health before conception? Because I don't want this one to slip away, because there is fertility with stuff within needed, products within needed. And I do think sometimes we're focusing so much on pregnancy and postpartum, but there's a whole journey within the fertility world. And we know that sometimes even after you've had a baby, there can still have, you know, fertility things popping up in the journey. So can we talk a little bit about that, by maybe partners and like on both sides, you know, moms and partners?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we very much feel it needed that when it comes to fertility, that if you overlook men's health, it really becomes a women's health issue. men are responsible, you know, for contributing sperm, which is, you know, 50% of a baby's DNA. And it's pretty well documented that male fertility issues are somewhere in the ballpark of 40 to 50% of overall fertility cases. So it's a huge factor. And until recently, I would say until probably the last 5 to 10 years, there was almost no emphasis on optimizing male fertility through lifestyle factors or nutrition. And I think the crazy part is that actually male fertility is very susceptible to lifestyle factors and nutrition. So the good and the bad of it is that, you know, if it's not a priority, there are things like smoking and drinking alcohol and not getting enough sleep and poor nutrition, stress, et cetera.
That and many energy drinks. Even.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even things like keeping your phone too close to, in your front pocket instead of your back pocket or not around you. Sperm are very kind of fragile, I would say. But on the flip side, there's a lot that you can do through very simple lifestyle modifications to positively impact sperm parameters. And so we designed really pretty early in the NIDA journey, we designed a male fertility support plan that is basically intended to support sperm health and related fertility outcomes. It supports, you know, really all the parameters that matter most when it comes to fertility. So, you know, motility, morphology, the shape of the sperm, how they move. And we do that through, it's a 4-part plan. We have a men's multi, which is actually a great product for men to take when they're not even thinking about fertility, when they're in their dad years. It's just it's a great all around men's multivitamin and omega-3. Omega-3 is one of the most important nutrients for sperm health. And then we offer probably our most popular product is our sperm support, which is, it's actually a men's pre and probiotic combined with antioxidants that have really good kind of validation around them for kind of male fertility and sperm health. Awesome. So it's a 2-in-1 really, or I guess a 3-in-1. It's a prebiotic, a post probiotic and high antioxidants. That are great for protecting the integrity of the sperm cells. And then we also offer CoQ10, which is another really important antioxidant that you can dose at a higher amount for that if it's a separate product than if it's included in the sperm support. So it's a really comprehensive plan. And, you know, we do find that oftentimes women are the ones purchasing that for their male partner.
Yep. Yes.
Very much try to help support women in having those conversations with their partners. But I think it's really encouraging to see that culturally, I think there is a shift at hand where men are taking, you know, on much more responsibility throughout the parenting years, and that starts once, you know, it's another one of those moments in time where education can make all the difference, because once a couple better understands the role of male fertility and that there is, in a sense, like a prenatal for men, that it can be beneficial, we find that you know, men are willing to do it. They're willing to kind of, you know, take the, you know, however many pills they need to a day. I think the key thing for men, if there are any men listening or women listening and thinking about your male partner, the journey for women is, you know, the 3 to 6 months, maybe a year, ideally a year before you're trying to conceive, through the trying to conceive phase, through the 9 to, in my case, my pregnancies tend to run a bit on the long side, so 10 months of pregnancy. And then we've been talking about, it can be up to, you know, in a simple way, like a minimum of 6 months postpartum, but in many ways, more like the next decade of your life after
years.
That.
Yeah.
Body is impacted by this. For men, it's 3 to 6 months. The three, really like the 100 days leading up to conception, is the maturation cycle for a sperm cell. So it is something that a man can do for a limited amount of time. Not everyone is going to conceive on their first try, but a much more compressed time period for men than for women.
Yeah.
And it's a way to positively impact the DNA of your future baby. And I think it's just so compelling when you think about it in those terms. Like,
yeah,
it's such a worthwhile investment.
Well, and I think too, it's something that's so simple and so impactful that it's just like a no-brainer to me. Yeah. My family member, my sister-in-law, she has gone through quite the fertility journey, and It was a lot of focus on her. Like, take this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And there really wasn't much on the other end that was reviewed or studied. I mean, a little bit. There was a little bit, like trying to figure out what along the way was going on. But knowing this, it was like, yeah, I would have had him do that. No problem. And, you know, he was like, yeah, I would have done that. I was hating to see how much she was going through. Exactly. So even if it's not that we're even really struggling with fertility, it's just we're preparing and we're wanting to have that next baby. Like, it's such a simple way to improve the outcome and the body and the sperm and all of those things for the male.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, women are, I've been fortunate to not experience fertility challenges, but I did experience a miscarriage in between my first and second kids. And, you know, women's bodies are the ones disproportionately impacted by a miscarriage or by fertility hormone treatments, and egg harvesting is far more intensive than sperm. And so that really from a company perspective is why we so emphasize this, is that even though we're a company that focuses on women's health first and foremost, men's health is a women's health issue when it comes to fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum.
Yeah. I love it. I love that we talked about this because it really is so important and it's so overlooked. I know for sure when I was trying to get pregnant and I was talking to my OB, he wasn't like, what is your husband doing? You know, that was never even talked about. So yeah, so I love that. So we're going to make sure that we have links for all of the specific products that we spoke about today, but then the Academy and all these amazing resources that Needed provides. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our community?
You know, I think some of the resources that we've developed, we've been talking a lot about education. We now offer a program that we call Needed Academy. It's really an Instagram first education platform that basically helps to educate women and women's health advocates who want to learn more about this topic or who want to share about Needed, about the physiology of fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum, about the state of perinatal nutrition, and about how Needed is addressing it, and, you know, really how to share about Needed in a way that's responsible and scientifically accurate. So that's on Instagram. It's at Needed Academy, all one word. We're really proud of that program that we developed alongside some of the more than 6,000 women's health practitioners that we work with at Needed. And then otherwise, we talked a little bit about the work that we're doing through what we call Needed Labs. It's really the clinical research and advocacy arm, including that white paper, including the clinical study results. You'll see further publications on that study to come, which is really exciting. And then I'd say for those who are maybe interested in learning more about Needed, some of the education, not ready to try the products, I'd recommend hopping over to our Instagram, just at Needed, one word. We also have a journal, which is basically our educational blog on our website that has a lot of really great practitioner written content, very well researched and freely accessible to women to you know, better understand nutrition and other aspects of this journey.
Yes. And then you guys can go back and listen to special episode 10. It's SE10 that you can search on the podcast. We'll make sure to also link it here. And we chatted a couple years ago all about nutrients, and things are only evolving and growing, and Needed is just doing such amazing things. So we are so honored to have had you on today and so thankful for what you're doing for this community, because we know that the perinatal, pregnancy, postpartum, fertility, you know, all of that is just, that community is needing more. And you guys truly have just the biggest hearts to expand everything that you're doing to touch and make a difference.
Thank you so much. Well, it's a pleasure getting to share more about what we're doing at Needed. And we so appreciate all of the work that you do in providing this platform for women to become better educated and better understand their options.
Yeah, it's so important on all, you know, from VBAC to nutrition. It's so important. So thank you again. And yeah, we'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to the VBAClink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbaclink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to take a quick sec to thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We are so glad that you are here. This community is near and dear to our heart. We love you all so much. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would really appreciate it if you'd leave us a rating and review. Our whole team here at the VBAC Link actually gets to see these reviews come in, and it makes our day. A 5-star rating helps us share our podcast and gets these important messages out there. Thank you so much for listening, and we cannot wait to see you next time.